Well, I appreciated that devotional again. Truly, our heritage does bring with it a sense of accountability and responsibility, first of all, to appreciate it and then to pass it on. And I'm thankful that, you know, this inheritance, this heritage can be for anyone who decides to follow the Lord Jesus. In the Old Testament, there were strangers, people from Egypt, people from various places that were able to join up with God's people and go along to Canaan. God used Rahab, God used Ruth, women that were not necessarily part of His chosen people, and they were able to be used in His kingdom and also enjoy the blessings of that heritage. And I'm thankful for that. Well, it's been an honor and a privilege to spend this week here with you. I don't know where the week went. Here we are at Sunday night. I've been blessed and inspired by your desire to serve the Lord here. I can very much sense that. One of the things that has stood out to me is how quiet, how worshipful the atmosphere here is before the service starts. You come in and sit in, and maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes before church starts. Keep that up. That's a good thing. Thank you for your prayers and attention and support this week. I could very much sense that and appreciate it. Thank you for the monetary gift as well, for a vehicle to drive and a place to stay, for all the meals. I think when the cold winter sets in up in Ontario, we're going to think of our brothers and sisters back here in Georgia, and maybe we'll be back. Title for our message tonight is Decisions That Determine Your Destiny. Decisions that determine your destiny. You would think with all the technology that's available today, destination mix-ups would be a rarity. But apparently, they're surprisingly common. There was an American dentist that thought he had bought tickets for the ancient city of Granada, Spain. He planned a trip there. He had booked tours of the city. He was anticipating spending some time there. It wasn't until he was on board his flight that he discovered that he was headed for the Caribbean island of Grenada. Two entirely different destinations on opposite sides of the planet. Well, the airline refused to reimburse his first-class tickets, so the incident became the subject of a lawsuit. Remarkably, the same mix-up happened just the week before to another lady passenger. She too had planned a trip to Granada, Spain, but found herself on a flight bound for Grenada in the Caribbean. She said, "I genuinely don't blame anyone. The person on the other end of the phone probably misheard me. I honestly didn't notice the spelling difference." So I guess it's important to look at your ticket carefully and make sure you're headed for the right destination. Dear friends, tonight, all of us are headed for a destination. It's an eternal destination, and when you get there, you can't come back on another plane. Where you go, where you are, is where you stay. There's only two routes, there's only two destinations, there's only two kinds of passengers. In Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14, Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Which way are you on tonight? Which flight are you on? Which destination are you headed for? There are many people who think they're headed to heaven when in reality they are not. When they land in hell, it'll be too late to rebook. It'll be too late to change their destination. Like I said, heaven and hell have no return flights. They're one-way destinations. There's good news tonight. If you have not yet arrived at the wrong destination, you can still change planes. If you're on the way to heaven, keep your seatbelt on. Don't take it off. Make sure you stay in your seat until you get there. If you're not sure what destination you're headed for, you can know with surety in your heart tonight as well. We want to discover how our decisions determine our destination. The choices we make today determine where we spend eternity. And that makes life very, very serious. Life is short. Life is a vapor. It's like a flower. Its duration is but a dash. You know, life is a little like the appetizer before a dinner. It's a little like courtship before marriage. It's a little like going on a trip, and before you know it, you're back home. Where will you spend eternity? This question comes to you and me. Tell me, what will your answer be? Will it be heaven or hell? The decision is yours, and so is the destiny. I'd like to look at this message in three parts: the distinction of the travelers, the differences of the destinations, and then the decision. Where will it be? Turn your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 16 for a text. Luke chapter 16, I'd like to read verses 19 to 31. We have the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31, we have two different men here. They were distinctively different. They ended up in two distinctively different destinations. Luke chapter 16, verse 19, there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abram's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from hence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Commentators are divided on whether this account is a true historical story, or if it's a parable that is designed to teach us a specific truth. We're not going to debate that tonight. That is not the point. I will say this, all the specific details that Jesus gives here in this account are for a purpose. Jesus is 100% truth, and he would not give us fairy tale details on a subject that is so critical as our eternal destiny. The specific graphic detail here about heaven and hell are real. They're real. Yes, they are. And they're given to us for encouragement and warning. The distinction of the travelers. A distinction is a distinguishing feature. Those who are traveling to heaven and those who are traveling to hell.